Mother truckers, welcome to another episode of the Hollywood Hick. This is Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at you from Hollywood, California, entertainment capital of the world, just above Hollywood Boulevard, spitting distance from Hollywood and Vine, the most famous intersection in the world, the Capitol Records building, the building that looks like a stack of records with a needle on top. It's cool. They're trying to book in that building with two ugly giant monstrosities of sky-rise high towers full of rich people apartments that they think are going to take the train. People in this town are foolish. The level of, the level of delusion in this town is nuts. Between people's self-entitledness and the delusion, I don't know if I'm going to be able to take it for a whole hell of a lot longer. But it's nuts up in this town. I swear, every time I turn around, it's getting crazier here in Hollywood. The level of crazy has risen exponentially in the last little bit. It's nuts. I don't even know how to describe it other than everywhere I turn, it's nuts. The police just shot and killed a street performer down at Hollywood and Highland, down there where the Man's Chinese is and the El Capitan Theater and all kind of stuff, where the main hub of Hollywood tourist bullshit. Shot the Scream character. Those characters over there, by the way, are filthy, awful embarrassments, really. Because I wouldn't have a problem with them, except for the fact that they are all dirty and disheveled and are a mess. Like, these people who take their pictures with these people down there is beyond me. The other day I was walking down there, because sometimes I get bored and I'll just walk down there, y'all, because the people watching is off the hook, between the tourists and then the people who are characters. Some of them are good. Like, there's a Marilyn Monroe. She's pretty good. She's not bad. When I was there the other day, there were probably 10 different Spider-Men in varying degrees of, like, disrepair and just filthy, dirty slovenliness. Like, there was a couple that were clean, looked okay. But also, I want to know, because all 10 of them had fanny packs, so I'm trying to figure out when the fuck Spider-Man started wearing a mother trucking fanny pack everywhere he went. But apparently, if Spider-Man is to come to Hollywood, he's required to wear a fanny pack, because that's how it works down there at Hollywood and Highland. But it's nuts. Like, you go down, just do a Google search of the Hollywood and Highland down there. They're getting in fights and shit. Like, there's a video on YouTube of two chicks beating SpongeBob's ass because I think he got, like, ugly and said something, or tried to grab their ass or something like that. They're always fighting. Chewbacca got in a fight. Batman's got in a fight. They all get in a fight. But let me just tell you, if you ever come to Hollywood, you got to go check out those people who will. Oh, and they're not supposed to charge you for pictures, but they do. They call it a tip. And it is not a tip. It is a requirement, because they apparently will lose their ever-loving mind. And they love to prey on the Asian tourists, because they seem to be a little bit more starstruck by that or something. I don't know. Maybe it's like, I don't know, they're just used to seeing that shit more. But yeah, so if you ever make it to Hollywood, go down to Hollywood and Highland and look at all of the crazy people who expect to get paid to take a picture in their dirty, filthy, awful, horrible outfit. Like Superman. The dude who plays Superman has got the most faded, his suit is so old and faded. It's like, you are not, if I go to take a picture with Superman, his cape better not be pink from being bleached in the sun for the last several years. Invest in a new cape. It's not that much. Go to Jones Fabric or whatever it's called, whatever. Just find a fabric store, get you a piece of red something and tie it around your damn neck and make sure it's not pink, because Superman is not blue and pink. He's blue and red, foolish. And then they do other crap that just annoys me. Like the Spider-Man will have runners in their little outfits, like big old giant, like a run in the pantyhose. It's time to fucking upgrade and or get a new outfit if the one you have has a freaking runner across your ass, like a run in pantyhose. Stop it. Whatever I'm talking about there. It's like, it got me started, because I was looking at the news. There's really not a whole hell of a lot. I'm looking through all of my, like, normal sites, the TMZ, the D-listed, all the gossip sites that I look at. I even resorted to looking at, like, E! News and fucking, like, Time Magazine, not Time Magazine, People Magazine. It's like nothing. There was not much worth talking about, except for I did find a sort of a running theme through some of the stories that I was reading lately, like, I'll just break it down. Why do I even need to sugarcoat this? But the douchebaggeriness that is, like, emanating from Hollywood right now is just a little bit more than I can handle. I hate these people who think that just because they got a little bit of fame and a little bit of this and that, they can do whatever the fuck they want and try to, like, okay, this is what it's getting to, because I'm just going to go break it down right now. We're just going to get right to it, because this one really pisses me the fuck off. And you want to know who I'm broke the fuck up with right now? I will tell you who I am 100% broke the fuck up with this time. Broke the mother trucking fuck up with. Let me tell you who that is. I am broke the fuck up with Mr. Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg himself. Fuck you and the Funky Bunch. I don't give a shit. Because, this is like, whatever. Dude was a thug, like a straight up hood rat when he was a kid in Massachusetts. I think Boston, outside of Boston, in Boston, somewhere. Boston. He's from Boston, right? He was a straight up hood rat, thug, asshole, fucking racist Mark Wahlberg, who thinks that now because he's a movie star that we're all supposed to forget about the horrible, heinous things that he did and was convicted for, put in jail for 2 years, only served 45 days, by the way, and he's whining like a little baby bitch. You got 2 years, you served 45 mother trucking days, Marky fucking Mark. So fuck you. So what he's doing is, let me tell you what he did. So he's asking for a pardon from the governor, who's black, so I hope that works against him, by the way. But the governor is I think he's the first black governor of Massachusetts. His name is Deval Patrick. That's right. He's the first African American governor of Massachusetts. Good. I hope he reads what you did and remembers what you did and then says, hail to the fucking no. I hope he pulls a Whitney and goes, hail to the no. Kiss my ass. That's what I want. I want to kiss my ass Whitney style. That's what I want. But what he's saying is what he did was, back when he was 16 and he got tried as an adult because he was being a thug asshole, he basically went up to a couple of Vietnamese guys who were taking a couple of 12 packs, I don't know, some beer out of a convenience store, took a 2x4 to one of them's head as he hollered. Now, let me get this right. I'm going to find the quote. He hollered, Vietnam fucking shit, and smashed him over the head, broke a 2x4 over this dude's head. And then, if that wasn't bad enough, he then turned on the dude's friend, punched him in the face so hard that the dude is blind in the eye he got punched in and still is all those years ago. So then, as if that wasn't bad enough, come to find out in court filings that it's easy to find right on the smoking gun, even though this has been on all over things. But I like going to the smoking gun because they will give me backup documents on this shit. But okay, so then there's other instances where him and his little hood rat buddies, thinking they're all some kind of badass bitch, would go up to groups of African-American youth walking through their neighborhood, start throwing rocks and shit at them, hollering, kill the fill-in-the-blank. Guess what word they use starts with N? Kill the fill-in-the-blank. Kill the fill-in-the-blank, according to the government complaint, the people that are there. And then, whenever they would walk through, whenever the black kids would walk through, they'd holler stuff like, we don't like black fill-in-the-blank in this area, so get the fuck away from the area. And they would throw rocks and do all kind of shit to, get terrorize them on their mopeds. That's what, on mopeds. Oh, my God, Marky Mark, a moped for fucking real, dude. So basically what it boils down to now, after he did these things, went to jail for it, got tried as an adult because he was a dick who deserved to be tried as an adult. If you break a 2x4 over somebody's head and then blind their buddy over beer, I fail to find where that should entitle you to any kind of pardon. I don't care how many times you have gone to fucking church, because that's what they all claim now, they went to church, and so because they went to church, they don't have to fucking be responsible for whatever it is that they did or did not do. It's ridiculous. Church does not... Okay, let me explain something. The people who are in church, most of them, are there so that this will justify them being horrible when they are not in that building. That justifies in their mind the horrible behavior that they are entitling themselves to judge and or do things. Even though, the Bible says, do not judge. And Miss Dolly Parton herself has put that out there, that if you're judging, you're already sinning. So you're already fucking the problem. It's basically what she's saying. So Margie Mark not only breaks a 2x4 over a guy's head while yelling racial crap, hate crime, would have been a hate crime according to today, straight up hate crime. And yeah, but it's all because he went to church. And then, the other thing is, though, he never apologized. He's never once apologized to the people that he did this to. And his rationale and his stupid, self-entitled, convoluted way of thinking is because it was so long ago that he doesn't really feel guilty anymore, so there's no need to apologize. He sort of absolved himself of it. Fuck you. Broke the fuck up. Broke the fuck up. Oh, and by the way, this is Jenny McCarthy's brother-in-law. Jenny, you need to go smack him across the face at Christmas. Just be like, bitch, smack. Snap out of it, Moonstruck style, like Cher. Snap out of it. And okay, so the reason he's doing this, too, is for further financial motherfucking gain. As if this dude doesn't have enough money and enough everything from all these stupid movies he gets paid too much money for. And of which I will not watch anymore because I now consider him broke the fuck up and douchebag number one. And but he's asking for a pardon because he wants to be able to be a restaurateur, and you cannot have a liquor license if you are a felon. And he also, that's one of his reasons. The other one is he says that he's turned his life around and wants to be a reserve police officer. Let me break something to you, Marky Mark, minus the funky bunch. Let me explain something to you. You are a felon, and there's things that come along with that that mean you, as a felon, will not be allowed to do this ever. One of which is own a gun, and the other is apparently ride around in the car with a cop thinking that you're going to be a fucking rookie cop. I mean, this is also the guy who says that he could have single-handedly stopped 9/11, by the way. This guy, he thinks that he possesses that kind of power. The false sense of grandeur that emanates from this fool is beyond me. Beyond me. And this is also the dude who probably would be nothing if it was not for the Backstreet Boys, the New Kids on the Block, because his brother was a new kid, the one that's married to Jenny McCarthy now. Yeah, if there was no New Kids on the Block, there would have been no Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, because nobody would have given a shit. But because his brother was on there, they paid him attention, and then he put his three nipples out on the Calvin Klein ads and his underpants, and then the rest is history. And now we're stuck with Marky frickin' Mark spewing diarrhea from the mouth about how he should be pardoned because he's turned his life around and he went to church. Fuck you. Fuck you. So I can go out, break a 2x4 over somebody's head, blind some motherfucker, start yelling hate crimes and racial shit, calling people the N-word all over town just because I don't like them throwing rocks at their head. And then a few years later, I'll be like, oh, I went to church, dude. It's all good. That's how I roll. Don't you know that's supposed to absolve anybody of anything? Going to church. Just going to church. Fuck you, Marky Mark. I'm over you. Douchebag number one. Hood rat extraordinaire. If they pardon him, I am going to throw a high holy fit. Like, y'all will hear me. Like, I'm going to go mob wives on some bitches if they pardon Marky Mark. And if an African-American governor does it, oh, no. Just all because he wants to make more money. Hello, Marky Mark's ass. Here comes my foot, because both of them. Actually, we need to have like a collective millions of foots go right in his ass at one time, because he's just the sheer arrogance and gall of that bullshit just annoys you. Just shut. And the other thing is, you're an idiot. You're a straight up 100% stupid person, because nobody was talking about this shit until you brought it back up. You have pretty much got everybody to forget about the fact that you were a hood rat thug who tried to kill people, basically, because if you're going to hit me over the head with a 2x4, as far as I'm concerned, that's attempted motherfucking murder. Because, especially if you break that bitch over somebody's head, you know how hard you got to hit somebody to break a freaking 2x4? Or actually, it might even have been a 2x5, which is even wider, depending on what story you read. But I can't deal with this dude. He just pisses me the fuck off. I can't stand. I hate that entitled, stupid fucking, just because I'm on TV, I'm in the movies, I should be able to get like a special treatment. The sooner we put the kibosh on that, the better. I mean, like Lindsay Lohan, the freaking poster child for special treatment just because she was in the movies. And I'm sorry, I don't care what anybody says. They say how talented she is. No, she's not that talented. She was talented when she was 12. I've watched her movies lately. She sucks. sucks. Completely, 100%, it's a shitty actress. I don't know what anybody said. Why everybody thinks she's so great. She was good in The Parent Trap, and she was good in that Freaky Friday movie, both which were done before she even hit 18. So anything after that, complete crap. Mean Girls would not have been good if it wasn't for Tina Fey writing and all the other girls in that movie. If you watch that movie, Lindsay Lohan is not good. She is not good. She's not a very good actress. Quit giving her more freaking attention than she deserves. She's not good. She needs to quit smoking so many damn cigarettes. She sounds like Harvey Fierstein, and she ain't even out of her damn 20s yet. She looks older than me. She looks old. If you're in your 20s and you look that old, you are doing something wrong. I don't care. Fuck you. I don't even know how I got on Lindsay Lohan out of that, but she's annoys the shit out. She's douchebaguette number one. Why everybody keeps giving her a second, third, fourth, fifth, tenth chance is beyond me. We need to just learn to write some bitches off and then be done with it. Break the fuck up and mean it, people. Break the fuck up and mean it. Like me and Mama June and the Honey Boo Boo Clan. Broke the fuck up. Except for Sugar Bear. I still love Sugar Bear. But we are broke the fuck up. Even Uncle Poodle, because I think he's just out for his 15 minutes, even though I think he's the most truthful of the lot. He's still exaggerating a little bit, as homos are known to do. And I can attest to that because I am one and I have a whole lot of friends. And we like a good story. That's just how that rolls. So whatever. I'm moving on to another douchebag that's been all over the news of late. Did y'all hear this story about this dude? What's his name? He was somewhere. He was going to get on the Discovery Channel, get eaten alive by a snake. Yeah, that's what this dude was going to do. His name is, why don't you put his name at the top of the fucking news article? Do you think that I can remember this shit, NPR? Honestly, do you think I can remember this dude's name? You need to put the dude's name at the top. It doesn't even have his name on here. It doesn't even have his name. I'm in the second paragraph. Oh, it's two paragraphs in before you give the fucker's name. How about we say who the fucker was up top? And you people, news reporters today just suck ass. Like, what happened to, like, any kind of credible reporting? I remember taking journalism classes where it was like, in the first sentence, you need to have all that pertinent information to give people reason to keep reading. If you don't give me his fucking name, then you ain't giving me the pertinest of information, foolish. How am I supposed to find somebody else who's talking about this dude? Well, whatever. This was all over everything. Whatever. I am digressing. But apparently this dude was going to get eaten by a big old giant anaconda snake and then have it, like, spitting back up or something. He was in some crush-proof suit and all this stuff was going on. Well, then they go out, and then I didn't watch the thing because I am not sitting through 2 hours of another fic. I watched way back when Geraldo was going to go into Al Capone's vault, and I watched 2 hours of nothing. They finally bust that door down. There was nothing inside. I knew there was going to be this, too. Nothing was going to happen. Ain't no snake going to eat no full-size man unless it has to. That snake is, okay, whatever. So they went out in the wild, and we're going to find, in the rainforest or some shit, and we're going to find a big old giant anaconda snake, put him in that suit, rub some, like, anaconda food on him or something, and have it, like, eat him, and then spin him back up, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Eaten alive. It's been all over everything. And the PETA, you know, PETA got all upset about how can you do this and how can you do that. So basically, make a long story short, what basically happened is they couldn't find an anaconda out in the wild, so they brought in a anaconda that was somebody's pet or some shit that wasn't quite big enough to do the job, but they were going to try to do it anyway. So then the snake goes to eat the dude, and all it pretty much does is get his arm down there, and then it starts pulling it out of the socket, and the dude starts screaming and hollering about how it's going to kill him and break his arm off and blah, 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 all this shit. So finally they pull the plug, and this is the statement from the Discovery Channel people, which, you know, also, when did all of these, like, supposed educational channels just become another, well, they've been this way for a while, but another just sorts of reality programming? I mean, well, I guess that's right. I should, whatever, because TLC, the Learning Channel, is what brought us Honey Boo Boo and Mama June and Clan, Uncle Poodle, Sugar Bear, Pumpkin, Chickadee, Chubs, all of them. Oh, my God. So, yeah, so that's what we've been reduced to. That's why the world makes fun of us, too, by the way, people. Because we do stupid shit like this. We allow it to happen. Discovery Channel. But this is how the Discovery Channel, this was their, I'm going to read it to you. This is what they said to to about how this all went down and like what really happened and what we can all take from this. So from the Discovery Channel PR, whoever who wrote this bullshit. So here we go. So they say Paul created this challenge to get maximum attention for one of the most beautiful and threatened parts of the world, the Amazon rainforest and its wildlife. He went to great lengths to send this message, and it was his absolute intention to be eaten alive. Ultimately, after the snake constricted Paul for over an hour and went for his head, the experiment had to be called when it became clear that Paul would be very seriously injured if he continued on. The safety of Paul, as well as the anaconda, was always our number one priority. Bullshit. Bullshit. If that snake could have ate that dude down, and then you would have been over there having yourselves in glee. That is how happy you would have been. You are just sitting here on damage control trying to say, oh, we just wanted to bring attention to the rainforest and we don't want any of our people to get hurt. I don't believe you. I don't, just like I don't believe Bill Cosby. I don't believe you. I do not believe you. I think you are now trying to like make this shit show seem like something that it was not, because it absolutely was not. It was not. So, and of course, PETA got all into it. They called it a shameful stunt. Now, normally, I would not get behind PETA. Again, what is it with people lately who are making me agree with people that I would really rather drown in a toilet? Because I usually do not agree with PETA. I think PETA is nuts. I don't like their militaristic tactics. I don't like the way they sort of go about shit. I don't like the way they go about stuff. I think that if you want to bring attention to something, there's better ways to do it than to just the way they do it. It's just, I think they're just as bad sometimes. And, but, so, that's what this dude did. So, like, then, here's what PETA had to say. So, making this snake use up energy by swallowing this fool and then possibly regurgitating him would have left the poor animal exhausted and deprived of the energy that he or she needs. It's a snake. Let's don't be overly dramatic. I just agree with you on it was a shameful stunt that everybody knew probably was not going to happen worth a shit. And, it's the worst. It's the worst. I mean, it's like everything. Like, these channels, like, history is not history. Discovery is not discovery. The Learning Channel is not learning. You aren't teaching me shit. Nothing. It's all fake. Like, when I found out that Bear Grylls guy was all fake, he was setting stuff up and all that. Just quit being fake. Quit being fake. They all do it. They sit there like these home fix-it-up shows. They say they do it in like 2 or 3 days. No, they don't, because I know people who've been on them. They work for weeks, and then they pretend like it only took a couple of days. So quit with the lying. Quit lying. Just quit lying. Quit lying. Oh, speaking of snakes, though, I'm just going to tell you this one real quick, because this cracked me the fuck up. Because, and believe it or not, this did not happen in Florida. It did not happen in Florida. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that something like this wouldn't happen in Florida? I bet it was up in Canada land somewhere. If this fucking web page would ever open, I would tell you what it was about. But seeing as it won't open because this computer of mine decides to be slower than molasses all the time, I don't understand why one little simple web page is so much work for this damn thing so that I can educate. Like, I'm going to educate somebody. I ain't educating shit. No, but what I'm doing is just recanting this story. Why the fuck won't you open a damn web page, computer? Jesus Christ, almighty on a cracker. Okay, well, I'm going to have to talk about something else till that snake story comes up. So, of course, it's starting to pop. No, here we go. So, after all of that, Tim Hortons restaurant up in Saskatoon, the Canadian Press is reporting, the Globe and Mail is this one. But apparently, there was two dudes at the Tim Hortons Restaurante, and they were 20 year olds. They began arguing with the employee because they, like, something about having their onions diced or something. They wanted their onions diced and not sliced or something. Who knows? The argument got nuts. And then apparently, one of the dudes was carrying around a snake in his pocket, and the dude grabbed it from his pocket and threw it behind the counter at the dude they were arguing with. Bedlam ensues. The police got called, and guess what happened? They caught the snake, released it to the wild, and those two fools got arrested for snake throwing. Like, what? People, I don't understand the rationale. So, like, that's what people do these days. They try to either get eat by a giant snake ridiculously, or they think a snake is a weapon that they're going to use to get their onions diced. I can't wrap my brain around people. People are just so mother trucking stupid today. It's just beyond me, beyond anything I have the capability of wrapping my brain around. It's just too much. Oh, I just scroll by Marky Mark again. I want to punch him in the face. Okay, so we're talking about douchebags, although I did digress on one little snake story, but I had to tell you about the people, two dudes at Tim Hortons throwing a snake at an employee. That's nuts. But, okay, douchebag number, what was this making? Number three right now? Have any of y'all got a look? I mean, honestly, and again, this is somebody I used to defend because I thought he was talented, and now I'm taking it all back because his douchebaggery has outweighed any talent he may or may not have. But the fucking Justin Bieber's done went, he went and dyed his hair pony boy style, like from The Outsiders. I hope y'all remember that. Remember how they peroxided his hair? Was that Ralph Macchio or C. Thomas Howell? One of them, whichever one got their hair peroxided. Well, now douche nozzle number three, the Biebs, has gotten this like yellow Tweety Bird blonde hair. He looks a fool. He looks like Ellen. He looks like a fucking child Ellen. He ridiculous. Stop. 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 People, whatever happened to a mirror? And I realize this might be my age showing when I say this, but fuck, for the love of God, somebody, make these people stop. Just stop. No mas. No mas. Just stop. Okay, douchebag number four. This is douchebag number four. So apparently, our friend, actor extraordinaire, freaking, oh fuck, with Leonardo DiCaprio, right? So apparently he was at that Art Basel, however the hell you say it, party, the one where Miley Cyrus was looking a fool last weekend. Did y'all see any of them pictures? Lord, or last one, whenever it was. Week or so ago, Miley Cyrus walked in there with a tinsel wig, sparkled silver tinsel wig, pasties on her tits. And by the way, Miley Cyrus, just I'm going to touch on this. If you're going to put pasties on your titties, darling, please make sure that the pasties aren't about as big as your titties are, okay? Because those pasties, like, so y'all, if you don't believe me, look it up. It was all over the interwebs. D-Listed will have it. I think the TMZ had it. They all had it. But her pasties were, like, for somebody with, like, peppermint patty, like those giant York peppermint patty kind of areolas that were coming. Looked ridiculous. Looked completely ridiculous. With horrible eyeshadow. She's running around with Arnold Schwarzenegger's kid and Maria Shriver's kid, who people at first were accusing her of, like, turning him into a party animal, and come to find out, he's the party animal who's corrupted Miley. Go figure. Who knew that Miley Cyrus could get corrupted by Schwarzenegger, but she sure as hell apparently is. And I'm thinking, though, he's kind of hot, that Arnold Schwarzenegger's kid, Patrick. I think that's his name, Patrick Schwarzenegger. Not the illegitimate one with the maid, but the one with Maria Shriver, the legitimate one. And but he's hot. But people are talking about how Miley is his sugar daddy. I saw that on something. But you need to be kind of po' to have a sugar mama. That's what I should have said, sugar mama. Because if Miley Cyrus is picking up lunch, that's just because Miley Cyrus felt like picking up lunch. If Patrick Schwarzenegger wanted to pick up lunch, I'm pretty sure he's got a fund somewhere that would cover that. I think Pop and or Mama would probably front the bill for lunch with Hannah Montana. I'm just going there. Okay, but what I was getting at with Leonardo DiCaprio, DiCachaho, whatever you want to call him, he's always running around with these supermodels, right? He was at that Art Basel thing, but this is my issue with him. Run around with all the freaking supermodels you want. I don't care. Bag every supermodel. Apparently, he made Joe Jonas really nervous because he doesn't know how to, like, deal with it, because Joe Jonas is all upset, probably because Nick Jonas, his younger brother, I think he's the littlest one, younger brother, he's getting all the attention now. His new song, he's been on TV. I've been having to watch Hawaii 5-0 at work because, you know, I watch television programs for a living. And he's been on that. He was like a bad guy even. He was kind of good even. I was like, oh, who knew? Who knew? But whatever. I digress. Anyway, Joe Jonas apparently was like marveling. And oh, he was also hanging out with Brandon Davis. I'm probably the only one out there who remembers who he was. But he used to run around with Paris Hilton back when she was like anybody gave two shits about her. And he was this greasy dude. Like literally every picture I saw of him looked like he had been just dipped into a vat of like Wesson oil and then put on the street. Like, how you could be that greasy is beyond me. Like, I understand sweaty. I got a couple of friends who sweat like there is no tomorrow. Like, I think they think of the sun and they begin to profusely sweat. But this guy, I think he thought of night and just became a giant greasy ball. It was disgusting. But he's one of those people who's like, his parents are rich, and so he just runs around like he's gross. He's gross. Been to rehab Lord knows how many times. He's an entitled son of a bitch that I can't even believe I'm talking about. But whatever. This is my issue with Leo. I talked about this, I think, last episode, maybe the one before. I don't know. I've talked about it multiple times. But I am completely 100% over these dudes who do not possess the ability to grow a proper beard, who feel it is their duty and God-given right to grow a scraggly-ass, ugly mother-trucking underbeard. I am looking at this picture of Leo DiCaprio at this Art Basil, whatever you call it, party last week. And he has got this long underbeard. He looks horrible, period. There's no other way to put it. Boys. Men, if you want to call yourselves that, quit with the under fucking beard. It's not attractive. And I can guarantee you, by looking at this picture, if he was not in the movies and a good actor, there would not be nary a supermodel throwing themselves. They would look at his chunky, bloated looking ass with a long freaking like 3-4 inches long underbeard. Like, it won't even grow on his cheeks. If you cannot grow facial hair on your cheeks, then you do not need to grow a beard. Period. End of story. I'm looking at you, LeBron James. I'm looking at you, Justin Timberlake. I'm looking at you, Michael Phelps. I'm looking at you right now, Leonardo DiCaprio. Quit it. All of y'all, quit with the underbeard. It's ugly. It's unattractive. And basically all it lets me know is that you cannot grow proper facial hair. And you obviously do not own a mirror because you do not know that you are walking around looking like a foolish fool in a foolish paradise. Stop it. Bitch asses, stop it right mother trucking now. Jesus Christ, I am broke. I've been broke the fuck up with a underbeard. I do not understand the underbeard phenomenon. I don't get it. Every time I see it, all I want to do is go slap a bitch on the back of the head and be like, dude, snap at it. Like Moonstruck style. I want to moonstruck them. Cher style. Right upside the head. Snap out of it. You douche nozzle. You just look like a fool. I cannot wrap my brain around why y'all think this is appropriate. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I'm just bitching about douchebags today on a roll. So what else has been going on out in the world? Let me look. I had a list of things to talk about because I feel like I should branch out from this douchebag stuff. I've talked enough about that. Marky Mark, fuck you. If you get that pardon, I am going to fly to Massachusetts myself and go up to that governor and be like, you did your people a disservice. Complete disservice. Gave him his way just because he's a movie star. Fuck you. Whatever your name is, I done forgot already. First African-American governor of Massachusetts, which I think is awesome. I'm just saying, remember, because that's bullshit. You get charged with a crime like that, especially something that today would be a hate crime, you don't get forgiven for that. We might forget a little bit, but you don't get forgiven. Well, I guess forget, but not forgive it. That's it. We'll forget a little bit, but not forgive, because that's bullshit. I don't care. You say you've changed, you've done this, you've done all these things. Fuck you. I don't care. I do not care. Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg, whatever you want to go by now. Oh, he does have 3 nipples, by the way. Oh, and I do have it on good authority, Tiny Pecker, because I used to hang out with a girl way back when he was first starting out. She said she blew him in the driveway of his house, and I believe her because she was a whore. And, she said it was a tiny little pecker. So that's probably what he was trying to make up for when he broke his head, broke a 2x4 over the head of a Vietnamese dude as he slandered him and yelled racial slurs at him and broke the thing over his head because he was probably pissed off that that Vietnamese dude had a bigger pecker than him. That's just speculation, but I'm going to go with it because I figure if you can make statements like that, I can make statements like that too. Okay, so. Enough of douche nozzles. I'm tired of talking about douchebags. I've had enough of douchebags. But just to talk about something kind of funny, it cracks me the fuck up. But there was a do y'all know what furries are? The people who wear like the whole like furry out, like the whole like stuffed animal outfit, like a mascot at a game. So when those people, they were having a convention, and apparently there's some straight up like furry haters out there, complete furry haters, who they were having this thing. I think it was in Chicago. Yep, it was in Chicago because the Chicago Tribune reported on it. Apparently, they were having a party up on the ninth floor of a hotel, and some asshole decided that people who do something different than them need to be punished for whatever reason, because that's how people are now. Because if you're different, they think that they get to impose their values and or crimes on you. And so this dude, they don't know. I don't think they've caught who it was yet. But at a hotel, you would think there'd be some cameras and they'd see this. But some dude put a whole bunch of chlorine in the stairwell, which apparently is a bad thing because once it hits the air, it starts making fumes and shit. And so it started making this like nitrous odor and came up through to the ninth floor where they were all partying at like 12:40 in the morning. They had to evacuate the hotel. 19 people went to the hospital with heaves and dizziness, and they found chlorine powder in the stairwell on the ninth floor. They believe it was a furry hating piece of trash tried to commit furry genocide. That's what I just I just shouldn't be laughing because it's awful. It's mean. It's mean. Just let people be. If you don't want to be a furry, then don't be a fucking furry. Jesus, it's just that pretty. It's just that simple. If you don't want to be a homo, don't suck dick. It's that simple. But apparently it took them till 4:20 in the morning to clean it up. But God bless the furries, because they were not going to be deterred, because when they were allowed back in at 4:20, which I find appropriate, I would have brought Mary and Wanda right back in that building with me. And they went right back to partying, had a good time. They weren't going to let anybody get them down. And this is what they said. They were like, as we wake up today, we want to continue to provide the best possible convention we can, despite the trying circumstances. The convention will be running on full normal programming schedule today. We ask you to continue to be patient. Remember that the volunteers who make Midwest Fur Fest happen intend to give 110% to make sure that fun, friendship, and good times of Midwest Fur Fest 2014 overshadow last night's unfortunate incident. To dispel rumors, because this was an unforeseen, possibly criminal act, Midwest Fur Fest will not be offering refunds, nor will the Hyatt Regency O'Hare be comping any rooms. Okay, y'all could have left that last part out in your statement, because you were doing good. We were like, you're not gonna, we will prevail, you will not keep us down. Strike, strike, they are Norma Rae in that shit, right? We're going to have our fun. You cannot keep a Fur Fest down, especially Fur Fest 2014. And then they have to go and be like, but we're also corporate assholes who are in this to make money. So fuck you if you think you're getting a refund because somebody tried to chlorine your ass out. And the hotel has already said we're in this business to make money, too. So keep drinking. Have a good time. And we clean the shit up. So move along. Keep having a good time. But the other funny part about this, so they're reporting on it all over Chicago, right? Which they would. I would report on this if I was a reporter because, one, it involves furries, which is way fun. And two, because they tried to kill furries with, like, fuming them out. It's ridiculous. But there was a woman on the news. I think her name is Mika. I don't know. It's an unpronounceable last name. I hate when they do this to me. But it's her name is Mika Brzezinski. Brzezinski. Mika Brzezinski. Just fucking, yeah. She was like, oh, my God. I am broke the fuck up with this news program because I can't keep a straight face to this. So here we go. So here are the people from the news out in Chicago, this Mika Brzezinski and her cohorts on the news out there trying to report on this story, and Mika can't quite hold it together. So check this clip out of our friend Mika Brzezinski, unpronounceable last name, as she tries to tell a story about furries, because she doesn't know what a fucking furry is. How do you not know what a fucking furry is? I've known what furries were forever, because it's just too funny. You got to know these kind of things. So here is Mika Brzezinski breaking the fuck up with the local news. Okay, want to hear it? Here it go.
Okay.
Unbelievable. It's crazy.
The Chicago Tribune, 19 people were hospitalized at a furry convention in Illinois after what's being called an intentional lake of chlorine.
What's a furry convention?
Did I get that wrong?
A leak there. Oh, gosh.
Okay, officials were called when I... strong odor of chlorine. What? Spread this?
I think they had to evacuate the building and everything. Sent the hotel guests along with convention attendees into the cold night, many still dressed in their furry costumes.
We have a lot of costumers out here with big fluffy costumes that'll keep people warm, so at this point, we're not at all worried.
So we've been pulling people into a cuddle to, like, warm this baby.
No. Thank you.
And giving her our jackets and
Thank
blankets.
You. Yes.
We just told Mika what the convention was about. She's...
kept everybody warm was the good news. The hotel was
Where are you going?
Contaminated.
Hey!
Guests came back
come
inside
back.
At 4 a.m. Police still
come back.
The matter is a criminal
investigation. Could you check on Mika? See if she's okay. She's over there somewhere.
Still ahead, we have the Morning Joe.
So see, Mika couldn't handle it. Mika, unpronounceable last name, Ziki, could not take it. She had to leave the set. She had to get up and walk away because she did not know what a furry was. And, was having a moment to herself where she could not pull it together, trying to figure it out. But God bless the furries. I mean, if you were going to get stuck out in Chicago cold, and it is cold up in Chicago from what I understand. I ain't never been to Chicago. It's one of the few cities I ain't been to in this country, but for some reason, I ain't never had no reason to go to Chicago. And I ain't going in the winter from what I hear. That shit is straight up frozen. And but at least they had furry outfits to keep them warm out there. And even a baby that needed warm, like these hotel people threw them the fuck out. They were like, bye, Felicia. Threw them out in the street. We got some chlorine to clean up. Some dude tried to kill all the furries. And they huddled around the baby. So see, look, furry outfits are not just for fun. They are also practical, people. They are practical. So God bless the furries. I hope they went back, had a good time. I hope they all got drunk. I hope they all got laid. Because I think some of them even do sexy times in the outfits, which I'm kind of intrigued by. I have to admit that I would watch that. I would watch people have sex in furry outfits because there would be a certain level of comedy that I would not be able to look away from. That's just the truth. That's just how I am. I like watching crazy, stupid shit like that. I'm the one who, if I see a car wreck, I'm the one looking. If there's any untoward nonsense going on the street, I'm the one looking. If I see something, like, I'm a fire truck chaser. I get it. I like watching that kind of stuff. I watch Cops all the time. It's one of my all-time favorite shows. Makes me feel better about myself because even if I did do that, I did not do it on TV, and that makes me better. That's all I got to say on that. So, let's just change this to something a little bit more happy, not about a douchebag, nozzle, dickhead, Marky Mark entitled son of a bitch or any of his cohorts or any of those other douchebags I talked about, Underbeard to catch a hoe. Screw you and that Underbeard. You look like some kind of moron. And but there's a story out of England, and I don't know exactly where. It's from across the pond, and I'm not into specifics. I already told you, I don't do specifics. If you want to know it, just type in pregnant woman abortion clinic protest and it'll pull it right up. But this woman, who I don't think has yet to be identified, but she let the abortion protest, because these people were protesting outside of an abortion clinic with, and not just like protesting, but they were putting up those horrible pictures of like bloody things and grossness and stuff that nobody, and like giant. Dude with a camera strapped to his chest, videotaping, recording every woman, every person who goes in and out of there, no matter what the reason they were going in there for. They don't know. They don't care. They're just these awful, hateful people who feel that they should impose their values on me because that's what the church told them to do. See, like Marky Mark. See, that's, so he went to church so that he can be absolved from his felonious youth. And then these people go to church so that they can judge, even though one of the main things that they tell you in church is to not judge. Just ask Dolly Parton, because she explained it very, very eloquently and only a way she could, referring to the homos. So you can't judge, period. That's what it says in the Bible. If you're supposed to follow the Bible, then follow the Bible, bitches. That's how that works, you bitch-ass bitch. I hate that shit. That self-entitled, just holier-than-thou bullshit. That's why I don't like Oprah. I find her a blowhard. Don't pull your holier-than-thou crap. I hate that. But whatever. So this woman was not having it. And there was a dude who was calling out the protesters on their videotaping, and the protester is straight up lying through his teeth about how he wasn't videotaping people when it is literally strapped to his chest. It is front and center, middle of his chest, like freaking the Iron Man light. It's like right there, like Iron Man, Ultraman, like all in, like the Flash has his lightning bolt right in the middle. That's where he has his stupid camera, strapped to his chest right in the middle, videotaping everybody going in and out. Well, I'm going to play you what this woman said, because apparently it set off a shit storm over there, and now these protesters are getting some restrictions put on them and things. Like, they're going to have to, like not fucking do that. I have to have buffer zones and not do that. But this is the unidentified pregnant woman who shut a bitch. Like, this, if you want to shut a bitch down, you just take note. So here we go. This is the chick from England, pregnant, letting a mother trucker straight up have it. You want to talk about somebody who is broke the fuck up? This bitch. She is broke the fuck up. All right, so here we go. Pregnant woman letting the abortion protesters have it over across the pond somewhere in London, I'm thinking. But if I'm wrong, then whatever, I'm wrong. And then just look it up on the internet and you'll know. But whatever, the story is true. All right, here we go. Pregnant woman pitching a fit.
So was that camera on or off?
Did she just say turn off your camera?
Okay, like
she said turn off your camera, like, so
said,
it means that they've
we
been
haven't filmed
filming.
No one going in
yes,
and out of the
it doesn't
we
matter, have... but you can't block them.
Madam.
You can't block... No, madam what? I'm talking. You're on the road, yeah? I agree with what they're saying. It's wrong what you're doing. You don't know why people's doing what they're doing, but you want to be out here judging and then filming. And I just heard that woman there, that same woman that said, I had an abortion. You're a hypocrite. You're a big hypocrite. You had an abortion, but because you're not happy with what you're doing, you're standing out here making other people feel guilty. And like I said, many people have been abused. You don't know what their reasons for. So I think this is so wrong on so many levels. And you're a liar because I heard her tell you, turn off the camera. So be honest, man. Be real with the people. Because as soon as they see that on you, you make women, and like I just said, you don't know if they've got money. There was a baby on the news that got found in the fucking bin, yeah? Maybe if their mum didn't feel away because of people like you, that baby wouldn't have died in a bin. Whether you think it's better to get rid of them at 10 weeks or for them to actually go through the birth and then kill that child, I think it's better then. Simple as. And I think it's right what you're doing. Make them shove off from here. But they even done their research. There's Kids Company around there where we're helping thousands and thousands of kids. While you're out here and you ain't done your research where you are, where you're located. This is the wrong place to be located, especially when we have our people that are going through their shit coming to visit us at Kids Company and we're meant to help. Then they're meant to see this. And this is the people we work with. These girls that have been abused, molested. And you've got this on. All you keep talking about is, but do you think it's right? You get raped by soldiers and all different people, and then you tell me what you do after that. But when you had your abortion, that was your choice. So you to be standing out here and putting it on, making other women feel guilty is so wrong. So fucking wrong.
Okay, that, my friends, is how you straight up mother truck and say, bye, Felicia. Mm-mm. We are broke the fuck up. I am not having this. You cannot. No. She completely calls him out in no uncertain terms. They can't get a word in edgewise because everything coming out of her mouth is the truth. She's calling him out. You're a liar. You said you weren't doing it. I saw her tell you not to do it and you lied and said you weren't. Liar. I love her. I love her. We need more people like that in the world. We need more people like the unnamed pregnant woman who let the abortion protesters over across the pond have it with both barrels. She was like, I love how she was just walking down the street and just couldn't take it. She just had to like, couldn't take it anymore. And I, because that happens to me sometimes. Sometimes I just can't hold my tongue. Most of the time I'm driving. Like, I yelled at a cop the other day because a cop was being a bitch, a lady cop, so I can say bitch. She was being a complete bitch, obstructing traffic for no reason, just because she could. Power trip. And that is why everybody hates y'all right now. By the way, Popo, you need to start minding your P's and Q's and act like you fucking care, okay? And I know it ain't all of you, but until the ones of you who are the good ones, who stand up to the bad ones and make it known that that kind of behavior is not going to be tolerated and there should be some sort of accountability on top of all of that shit, then you might start winning back some of the public's trust. But y'all lost a lot. Y'all lost a lot. Lost a lot. So whatever. So on that, talking about the popo, we don't got a whole hell of a lot of time left here at the Hollywood. Hey, got a few more minutes left. And this is the point where I generally usually try to make myself feel better about talking about people who've done stupid shit that either I have not done, or even if I have done it, I didn't get caught, or I wasn't on TV, all of that kind of stuff. But So when I like to look at this, I like the first place I like to go over and look at is at my favorite, the Smoking Gun, because they always rat these fools out. Rat them the fuck out. And the top story on there is yet another idiot. Okay, now I have something to say to you idiot people who do this shit, because there was a student in Maryland who, 16 years old, brought a pot brownie to school, and he panicked when the teacher asked for a piece of his pot brownie, thinking it was just a regular old brownie, and he panicked, and instead of saying, no, you can't have any, and making up some excuse, he gave the teacher some pot brownie. So, of course, the teacher started to feel the effects of the pot brownie. Mary and Wanda start to kick in. They've come to visit her brains, and she's like, oh, she's getting off air. So the dude panicked. Him and his girlfriend had eaten some of it. He gave some to the teacher. But, I mean, at least the kid fessed up. But, I mean, the teacher was feeling ill and disoriented, so she went to the hospital. What the fuck is the hospital going to do to you because you ate a weed brownie? You know what? What do they do? Feed you snacks and like juice and stuff? Like, write it out. Ain't nobody ever. It's well documented all over everything. One quick Google search would have been like, oh, I guess maybe you should go home and lay down and ride this shit out. Unlike that, like, you're like, I mean, this teacher's like that. Oh, hell, I can't remember that news reporter lady. I forget her name. The one that that went to Colorado to report on the how you could buy weed there now and then bought a pot candy or cookie or brownie or something and proceeded to eat the whole thing. And anybody with half a brain knows you don't eat the whole thing. You can always eat more, but you can't eat less, foolish. So this stupid woman goes up to Colorado and then eats the whole thing, starts hallucinating, losing it a bit because you've never had any before. Why would you take a giant dose of something you've never had before? Idiots, idiots. And then you're supposed to be a reporter. So these people, whatever, you stupid. Still, he was 17, gave it to his 16-year-old girlfriend. We don't get their names on account of their the under 18. But what an idiot boy. Really, what an idiot boy. So let's see what else is going on. Oh, I love when this kind of shit goes down. This chick's nuts. Some woman named Heidi Creamer. Why do they always got good names? And of course, Florida. Here we go. Why is it always Florida? It's like, more than half the time, it's Florida when shit goes down. What is in the air and or water or like soil? Like, what is it about Florida and crazy? It's like, and honestly, I think Florida is shipping a lot of their people to Hollywood. Because when I walk out of this house now, the level of crazy down on that boulevard is exponential to what it used to be a couple of years ago. It is straight up nuts. Crazy people come, crazy homeless people. I was telling y'all about those stupid people that work on the streets down there trying to take pictures with the tourists in various degrees of disrepair and dirtiness and awfulness with their stupid, horrible, faded, dirty cosplay outfits are not even good. Those bitches that the Hollywood and Highland would be straight up kicked out of Comic-Con for real. But whatever. So this woman, Heidi Creamer, I love that last name, Creamer, apparently battered her twin sister over her sex toy and boyfriend, because apparently the three of them, the two sisters, twins, and the sister's boyfriend, Heidi's sister, live in an apartment, and apparently Heidi got all kind of upset over Heidi's boyfriend and a vibrator. Now, what is there to get upset about a vibrator? I don't know. A vibrator is supposed to bring you joy, not supposed to get you arrested for beating up your freaking twin sister, you idiot woman. So apparently they got into a punch. She's punched, scrapped, and scratched and pulled at Holly's hair during the ensuing struggle. And so of course, the police got called. When they get there, this crazy Heidi woman, you know she's probably drunker than Cootie Brown, too. High on something. Not the good stuff, not the Mary and Wanda, but probably cracked out on some shit, drunker and shit. So she's banging on the door, pitching a high holy fit. So the cops get there. What do? Arrestorate her ass, right? Charged with domestic battery. That's what the mother truck happens to a stupid woman who beats up her sister over a vibrator. I can't wrap my brain around this shit. I really and truly can't. So that's what's been going on there. Makes me feel better about myself. I found this other story. This is not Florida this time, not Florida, but this was in Fife, F-I-F-E, Washington, Fife, Washington. Some chick, Brianna Gallagher, I love that she's old enough, she gets her name on here, but Brianna, drunker and Cootie Brown, driving the wrong way down the road, naked, well, except for a bra. She did have her bra on, no underpants or anything, refused to get out of the car. They have to bust out the window, pull her ass out. See, look, that's what you get. that you are wasted rated. That once a female got there, they put her in a jail outfit, drug her out of the car. She didn't want any of it. She kept pulling it off. Oh, this poor girl. She was wasted. And I love how people, whenever they do some stupid shit like that, they're all over the news and stuff, and then they go talk to their relatives. And no matter who this person is, what horrible, heinous thing, like, this isn't that bad, but it's bad enough. But no matter what it is they do, they've always got a relative somewhere that's like, she's a good girl, or he's a good boy. It's like, no, they weren't. People would have said that about me, too, when I was growing up. And guess what? I was not. I was up to all kind of untoward nonsense behind their back. And I did get called occasionally, but it was a numbers game catching up with me. That's all it was a numbers game, because I was doing so much untoward nonsense that I had to get called for something. Luckily, I had one of those mamas who was like this, who believed the only times I ever did anything wrong were those few times I got caught. God bless you, mama. Oh, Lord. Holy hell. I just looked at the time. I am done. I am out of time for today. Look me up on the Twitters at Brent Paris, 2 R's in Paris. Same on the Instagram. This is the Crab Diving Network, and I will see y'all in a few days. All right. Be good, y'all.
Boom, lam, boom, lam, boom, lam, boom, lam, boom. Toot, lam, toot, lam, toot.